I believe we're in Ephesians chapter 5. We continue our series on wise living or walking in wisdom, living in wisdom under the influence of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. And so let's read this text. We're in verse 20 today. It's a very short text, has several different points, and says, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord or our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving. Immediately think of November, do we not? We think of big meals. We think of our annual celebration when we have a big festive service and then we have a meal together. We think of Thanksgiving as a holiday, do we not? If you would just ask somebody on the street about Thanksgiving, that's the first thing you'll think about. Sadly, regarding that particular day, there's very few people that really think about the founding fathers that set aside a day, one day a year, in which to thank God for the material blessings he gave us. It's turned into a gluttonous feast sometimes with a lot of other things that go on that are not biblical. In Luke chapter 12, verse 9, and several verses there episode there, Jesus told a story about a farmer that was very successful one particular year. He worked very hard, God had blessed him, and he had a very, very large harvest. And you remember what that man said? He said, soul, rejoice, eat, drink, have a good time. I'm going to build new barns, I'm going to store everything, I'm going to take it to the bank. I have enough to live on for the rest of my day. I did this. And what does God answer him? God answers, says, you are a fool. Everything you have, I have given you, including the very next breath. And your very next breath, I'm going to take it away from you. God gives us life, God takes life. You see, this man, he was not thankful. He thought he had done it all with his own energy. He was a hard worker. We can give that to him. We can honor him for that. We're supposed to do everything with our whole heart that we do for the Lord. But he had no room in his heart for God. And that is like so many people in our society today. They think that they have accomplished everything by their own power, whereas their energy and their life and their very breath comes from God. We read about these type of people in Romans chapter 1. Look at that for just a second. Romans chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. It says, because they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, neither were they thankful. But instead, they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Isn't that a parallel to the story Jesus told about the man that thought he had accomplished everything by himself? He thought he was wise. He thought he did it all by himself. And Jesus says, because you have shut me out of your life, because you do not glorify me and thank me, you are a fool. You know, we have a second example from Scripture that is slightly different than this one, but it also describes the unthankful heart of a man. This man we read about in Luke chapter 18, verse 11 and 12. Remember, there was two men that went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, a religious man, a man that was supposed to know the Lord, supposed to be an example to the people around him, and a tax collector, a traitor. Jews considered tax collectors traitors because they worked for the Roman government. And they both went to the temple to pray. And remember how that man prayed? He prayed with thanksgiving. Isn't that what our text says? It says, be thankful in everything. And so this man prays and he says, oh God. And notice in that text, read it at home, it says he didn't actually pray to God. He prayed with himself. But he prays with himself and he says, oh God, I thank you that I am not like other people. He was praying to himself and thanking God that he wasn't like the guy standing in the corner that was a tax collector. And he probably pointed his finger at him. He says, I'm not an adulterer, and I'm not a thief, and I don't take advantage of people like that guy over there in the corner that steals. You see, this man really was not thankful, even though his mouth said it. So you see, you can even say with your mouth that you're thankful, but in your heart, you can be ungrateful for the things that God gives to you. And then Jesus told a story about 10 lepers. Luke chapter 17. Remember, there's 10 lepers. And they cry out to Jesus and say, "Jesus, have mercy on us and heal us." And what does Jesus do? He healed them all. And we read about one leper. This man was not a Jew. This man was a Samaritan. I don't know why, but Jesus often uses examples of Samaritans as the example of faith. And this man, being a Samaritan, he comes back, and notice the first thing he does is he falls down before Jesus and he glorifies God. He praises God for what God has done in his life. In other words, he thanks God. He was mentally and also physically in his actions, he thanks God for what God has accomplished in his life. And then he thanks Jesus. And I'm not sure whether he fully understood the theology that we find in Scripture. He was addressing God the Father and thanking God the Son. I don't think in his mind he was clear on the Trinity yet, but yet he realized that God the Father, the Jews knew that God was the Creator, that God could heal, and because Jesus Christ was the medium through which God healed him, he associated the power of God with this man, Jesus Christ. And so he glorifies God, and so he had a thankful heart. And so the question that we ask is thanksgiving actually necessary? Do we actually have to say it? Or can we just think it? Or can we just be thankful in our heart? You see, thankfulness is an attitude, but thankfulness is expressed in our life through how we act and how we speak. Actions and speech that begin in the heart. And in this text, we have four basic principles. First of all, to answer the questions, do we have to thank? Yes, we do. Earlier in verse 17, Paul writes, he says, "Do not be unwise, but instead understand the will of the Lord." What is the will of the Lord? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks to God." Why? "Because this is the will of God for you." So, Scripture is very clear that God desires and commands us to be thankful. Secondly, what we find here in verse 20 of our text in Ephesians is give thanks how often? It says always. David says, "I get up at night and I thank God, I worship God, I praise God. Seven times during the night I'll get up. I'll get up at midnight. I get up before the sun comes up." David's heart was full of thanksgiving to the Lord at all times, always, even into eternity. When we enter into God's presence, we will be forever, always thanking God for His indescribable gift, Jesus Christ, that He sent to us. Remember Israel when they came out of Egypt, Exodus 15. You can read about the song that Moses taught them to sing. A song of thanksgiving and praise for God delivering them from the Egyptians. And just 3 days later, when they got thirsty and the water was bitter, what do they begin to do? They begin to complain. They became ungrateful. You see, human nature very quickly can go from praising and thanking God to being unthankful and ungrateful. And so God calls us to continuously, just like we are the preceding verse, to continuously fill ourselves with the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit. We are to continuously thank God for all the episodes in our life. In the New Testament, remember Paul prays. Paul prays three times and God answers him and he says, "I won't answer the way you want me to answer, but I will give you sufficient grace." What does sufficient mean? Sufficient means just enough. Remember, Jesus taught his disciples to pray, and he says, "Pray this way." And when he gets into the middle of the prayer, he says, "Give us today our daily bread. Our daily bread literally means enough bread to make it through today so that we don't die from starvation. Now, in America, it's very difficult for us to even understand what it means to have to ask God for today's meal. We are so abundantly blessed by God. God says, I will give you just enough. In the case of Israel, he gave them total, complete, overwhelming victory. He destroyed the Egyptians. Remember Joshua and Jericho. He gave them total, 100% victory. For Paul, he says, my grace is just enough for you. And for all of us, 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says that we have the Holy Spirit that will allow us and give us a way through and a way out of any circumstance we may find ourselves in. And that includes our daily walk, which chapter 4, Ephesians verse 1, says that we are to walk worthy of the walk with which God has called us to be. So we see that God calls us to be thankful. And secondly, God calls us to always thank God for all things, for all circumstances in our life, no matter where we may find ourselves in. And there's a couple of other reasons we need to be thankful, and we'll pick that up next time. But as you go home and you read this verse, try to pick out several more reasons to be thankful, and we'll pick this up next time. Next Lord's Day when we gather together. May God bless this word for our hearts today. Amen.